Hello here, it's your girl Prey. I am here to answer your questions, and hopefully you guys had some really good questions for me, and hopefully I can answer enough to get a good gauge on marketing, myself, my personal life, just different things that you guys asked. So I will start off with some personal questions, and the first question is, what is your favorite thing to cook? I enjoy cooking oxtails and gravy. Some of you guys may not know what that is, but it's oxtails and gravy. So you can look it up. You can Google it. We live in the world of Google. So just Google it. And then that way you can find out exactly what that is. And I make homemade gravy with rice. So oxtails, gravy, and rice. The second question was obtaining a degree in business administration challenging? It was not challenging. However, I can say some of the courses that I had to take were challenging, just because they're not my strong suits. And those two were statistics and accounting, principles of accounting. Because when you're a business major, you have to take all those classes, accounting, principles of marketing, or whatever your degree is in. And then also to just general classes. So it's next question, moving on. What volunteer work do you do? That is a good question. I actually served, and that's what made me move to Houston. I actually served in AmeriCorps. It's called AmeriCorps. So it's a domesticated Peace Corps, basically. So I was a VISTA, which is Volunteer and Service to America. And so with that, you actually volunteer with different organizations and different companies. And I actually was working with the Houston Food Bank as I was down in Houston. So I like doing that kind of volunteer work, like food banks, and I like doing Habitat for Humanity, just because I can see the progress in both of those. So I'm like a results-driven person. All right, so moving along to the next question. It says, how do you organize your time and spend time with your loved ones? Just like anybody else, even though we do have somewhat of a tumultuous schedule, however, you have weekends off. You know, when you work for a company, that's why you have paid time off. They call it PTO. You have some companies give you holiday time, and you can take those times off. So I just try to utilize my traveling. This is kind of like two questions in one. My traveling, as well as just spending time with my loved ones on the weekends. So that's how I do that. And then the next question is, who do you admire or who inspires you in your daily life and gives you strength to continue? That is a good question. That's very impactful. I actually admire my middle sister, and she's the one who has inspired me to be a better person in life because of her dealing with so much of autoimmune disease, and I've seen how that affected her life, and I just chose to I wanted to do something different. And so, yeah, I really admire her because her strength and her tenacity to go through everyday life. And it's not easy for her. However, she puts a smile on her face and she goes through it courageously. So she's the one who inspires me and gives me that strength to continue on. Because I'm like, if she can do it and she has all these things fighting against her, then I can too. And I have nothing wrong with me. So, next question. What was the hardest time you live while in college or university? And then it says, where you had to choose a decision, do you think you chose the best decision and why? College was a little bit different for me because I was a non-traditional student. By the time I got to college, a full-time university and went to school full-time, I was about 25 years old. So therefore, I had already kind of had these decision-making skills in my head. However, when I first started out at a community college, it wasn't hard for me. It was just I just wanted to make sure I created the best and made the best decisions for me. I will say, stay grounded in your morals and who you are. In college, you learn And there's a lot of different things coming at you. You learn about different things. You learn yourself more, especially being independent. But also, too, you have to consider that, like, knowing yourself and making that good decision and just thinking, like, okay, if I choose this today, will this hurt me in the future or will this help me? So that's kind of where you have to kind of have that in the back of your mind. What books do you recommend reading? I would recommend any kind of self-help books. Like I mentioned in the slide, if you want to do seven highly effective habits for successful people, I would say read that. Let me see, servant leadership. If you're trying to get it like in management, what else? Other books that I did I read? Yeah, I read a lot of self-help books, and I took a lot of like different tests and quizzes and stuff to kind of get to know myself. So I did Strength Finder 2.0 and then Strength Finder Leadership, which helped me as a person as well as like as a leader. So those are the three books I can recommend that I know I read and it helped me greatly. So moving on to the next question, where is the best place you have traveled to? I believe is Africa. Like I loved, South Africa and Nigeria. So those are the best places I have traveled to so far. Just because I do, enjoy the culture. Both of them were totally two different, different places, even though they were in the continent of Africa, but they were two different countries. And, it was pretty cool and it was really awesome to see a lot of stuff that while I was there. Okay, so question, was Middle Tennessee State the college you wanted to attend? Actually, it was one of the top three. My top three was TSU, which is Tennessee State University. It's just a HBCU here in Nashville, Tennessee. That was my first choice. Second choice was Middle Tennessee State University. And third choice was Western Kentucky. Middle Tennessee State, I ended up going with that because they gave me the most scholarship and the most money because I really had it in my head that I wanted to come out debt-free I wanted to come out debt-free, basically, out of college. And so they gave me a minority scholarship. They gave me an academic scholarship. So I had different scholarships that helped me throughout my 2 years being there. Because my journey was I started off at Nashville State Community College, went to school for about a semester, then dropped out because I had a wreck and couldn't get back and forth to work, had to go to physical therapy. It was a bad wreck. So therefore, after that, it took me several years to even get back in school. And then when I did, I was working full time and I went to school at nights. So by the time I got to Middle Tennessee State University, I had already gotten on Dean's list. I got my grades up. I just stayed in the books. And so therefore, they gave me kind of like a full ride. And I was there for 2 years and I graduated. So and then it says, why'd you move back home? It was just one of those things where I just knew I needed to come back home because sometimes you just get a feeling. I can't describe it, but sometimes you just get a feeling like, hey, I need to move back. I need to do this for myself. And it was the best move I could make in my career at the time. So yeah, that's the reason why I moved back home. It was just because it was a feeling, as well as like, my sister had, gotten sick again. And so I really wanted to be there with her and be there for her. So that's what I did. I moved back home. How long did it take you to get your degree? As I previously said before, it took me a while just because I did straight out of high school, went to community college and then, stayed in there for like a semester and had to drop out. And so overall, it took me probably about 5 or 6 years to get my degree. And then the last question is, what were some obstacles that you went through to get you where you are today? Well, I'm a first generation college student. And so I had to go through a lot of obstacles when I was younger, just to get to the point where I am today. Just thinking about like how school was not a big priority in our family. it was kind of like, okay, you can do this or you can't. It was whatever. But I was determined that I wanted something different for my life. And therefore, I was headstrong and assertive and determined to finish school, finish high school, finish college, and then travel and see the world and just different things. So it's like I just wanted something different for my life because I had seen having three older sisters, you kind of see, like, I hate to say it, but what not to do, because it's like you look at their stuff and it's like, oh, okay. Or you could have siblings that they do wonderful and you were like, oh, that's what to do. So I just wanted to do something different and wanted to be my own person. So those are the obstacles, some of the obstacles I went to earlier in life. And then I guess further on as an adult, a couple obstacles were just, you know, people speaking negatively over me and over my life. And I had to, disagree. I had to, say, no, I'm not receiving that because that is not what is planned for me. And that I wanted a brighter future. So, you know, another obstacle was, you know, getting in a car wreck or whatever, and I had to drop out of school because I totaled out my car and different things like that. So, yeah, it was a lot of obstacles to go through, and then it was a lot of no's that I had to get through. So I had to go through rejection, some setbacks, and some just tumultuous things. However, I'm thankful to where I'm at today because this was my path, and I'm glad and thankful for where I am today. So hopefully that answers your questions about my personal life. I am going to answer some professional questions on the next podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you stay safe and so practice social distancing, and please wash them hands. All right. Thank you guys. Bye.